الحمد لله، الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد، الخالق للإنسان، المنعم عليه بالإيمان، المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالقرآن. قال الله عز وجل: ثم أنزل عليكم من بعد الغم أمنة نعاسا يغشى طائفة منكم، وطائفة قد أهمتهم أنفسهم يظنون بالله غير الحق ظن الجاهلية، إلى آخر الآية. صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders in Islam, in our previous lesson we spoke about one particular incident that happened on that day of Uhud, when things became really intense and severe upon the Muslims. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam at one point, he addressed the Muslims by saying, إِلَيَّ عِبَادَ اللَّهِ. Some of the Muslims began to flee, they began to run away. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from the rear was addressing them by saying, come to me, O ibadah of Allah, come to me, O ibadah of Allah, don't run away. But because things were very severe at that time, so some of the Sahaba, they slipped up, they made this mistake. And how Allah rewarded them? Allah rewarded them by gham. Allah gave them the stress and Allah gave them anxiety and some difficulty that came upon them because they made Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam upset at that time. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah forgave them. وَلَقَدْ عَفَعَنْ. Allah forgave all of them. In today's lesson, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, after this gham, after this anxiety that befell the Muslims, Allah then gave them amanah. Allah gave them security and peace. Allah sent down this security upon them. نُعَاسَ يَغْشَى طَائِفَةً مِنْكُمْ, in the form of a sleep and slumber that overcame a group of the Sahaba radiallahu anhum. Now when this slumber comes in battle, then this is a dalil ala al-aman. It's a sign that indicates towards security and peace that comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if this nu'as, the slumber and sleep, overcomes a person in salah, then this is actually a bad sign. This is not a good sign. This is a sign that a person is getting this from shaitan. But if this happens in battle, then this is a sign that it's coming from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as amana, as security for the believers. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewarded a group of believers by sending down the slumber and sleep. So whilst they were in battle, now they are fighting the enemy. Some sahaba radiallahu anhum say that all of a sudden, a group of sahaba were overcome by the slumber and the swords from their hands began to fall. The sahabi says, as my sword was falling, I'm like realizing that my sword is falling, I pick it up again. Then again it falls and I pick it up again. And then again it falls and then I pick it up. And this happened to many sahaba radiallahu anhum. In fact, in that time also, while this was happening, there was a group of munafiqeen, and they were speaking, this sleep and slumber did not overcome this group of munafiqeen, because as we said, that this nu'as, the slumber, is a security upon the believers. So it didn't come upon the hypocrites. So they were worried about themselves, and to this, and regarding this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about them in this part of the verse, وَطَائِفَةٌ قَدْ أَهَمَّتُمْ أَنفُسُهُمْ يَظُنُّونَ بِاللَّهِ غَيْرَ الْحَقِّ ظَنَّ الْجَاهِلِيَّةِ. Then there was another group of people. They were only worried about themselves. That's the munafiqeen. They were not worried about anything else other than themselves. And they were entertaining all bad thoughts regarding Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all thoughts regarding of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which are considered to be of jahiliyyah. In other words, they were more worried about themselves and not worried about the sake of Islam and Muslims being successful and victorious here on this day of Uhud. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not give them this nu'as as protection and security from his side. One sahabi radiallahu anhu says, while this was happening, I could even hear what they're saying. And what were they saying? يَقُولُونَ هَلَّنَا مِنَ الْأَمْرِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ. They were saying, do we really have any say in this matter of coming out and fighting? In other words, if there's a choice for us to come out and fight, then of course we won't opt to come and fight. Rather, we will stay in Medina. Why must we put ourselves, our lives here on the line and at risk? قُلْ إِنَّ الْأَمْرَ كُلَّهُ لِلَّهِ. Tell them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, here you coming out, O you people, this is Allah's order. This is not your choice. يُخْفُونَ فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ مَا لَا يُبْدُونَ لَكَ. Allah says these munafiqeen, the condition is such that they conceal within themselves that which they do not not revealed to you. What do they say? يقولون لو كان لنا من الأمر شيء ما قتلنا هاهنا. If we had any choice in this matter of fighting, definitely we wouldn't have been killed here, because we wouldn't have come out, we would have remained in our homes. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there's a reason why you're out here, all you people. And listen, don't think if you remain in your homes, death is not going to come to you. قل لو كنتم في بيوتكم. Even if you were in your homes, or you munafiqun, لبرز الذين كتب عليهم القتل إلى مضاجعهم. Those people upon whom death was decreed already by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah says that those people will emerge and come out to their places of death. In other words, definitely if mort is muqaddar for you, some way or the other, Allah will make it such that you will come out to the place of your death and you will meet death. وَلِيَبْتَلِيَ اللَّهُ مَا فِي صُدُورِكُمْ وَلِيُمَحِّصَ مَا فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ. Now why are you here fighting on the battlefield? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to test you. He wants to see if you are sincere. Who's the sincere? Who's the fake? Who's the genuine? Who's the fake? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to test what's in your minds, what's in your hearts. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to cleanse and purify you also. وَاللَّهُ عَلِيمٌ بِذَاتِ الصُّدُورِ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows well of what's in your bosoms. So if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows what's in your bosoms, what's in your minds, your thoughts, etc. فَعِلْمُهُ بِغَيْرِهِ أَوْلَى. If Allah knows the batin, then all the more reason Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows a person's zahir also. وَأَخِذْ دَعْوَنَا الْحَمْدُ.